Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Households impacted by Hurricane Michael in 12 Florida counties could be eligible for mass replacement of Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program benefits. It's one of several steps USDA is taking to ensure Floridians have the means to purchase food. Acting Deputy Undersecretary Brandon Lips says many residents lost everything, including food they'd purchased previously with SNAP benefits. USDA has granted Florida the ability to approve automatic mass replacements. Since 2010, U.S. consumers are spending more money dining out than for food prepared at home. For farmers and ranchers, that trend means they receive less of the overall food dollar. American Farm Bureau Federation economic analyst Megan Nelson attributes the trend to rising U.S. incomes. The recent installment of USDA's food expenditure series shows consumers spent a record $1.62 trillion on food and beverages in 2017, with 53% spent dining out and only 46% spent on food consumed at home. Claims made by the oil industry regarding E15 in a recent op-ed are not true, according to the National Corn Growers Association. The American Petroleum Institute claims ethanol, as mandated in the U.S. fuel supply by the Renewable Fuel Standard, is ripping off consumers. However, NCGA President Lynn Crisp says the oil industry opposes E15 and other ethanol blends simply because they take market share from the industry.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.